I'm Gary Porter from Mercer, Missouri. I'm on the board of Missouri Corn Growers Association, and I'm also elected to the National Corn Growers Association.
Gary, how's corn?
It's tough. In my area, where I come from, is north central Missouri. And if you watch the drought monitor come out every Thursday morning, it is tough, tough, tough. So I keep hoping that whenever that drought monitor comes out on Thursday morning, that it might have shrunk up a little bit where somebody might have caught a rain. But it's not. Every Thursday morning it grows. It's just been bigger and bigger since I've been watching it. And we've even got some D4 drought in some of the area in northern Missouri now, which is as severe as the drought monitor goes. So it's tough. And I've been driving around. I've drove the whole area. And just to watch a corn crop that looks so beautiful there in June and not receive another drop of rain for 60 days and watch it go down to nothing, it's just heartbreaking.
Of course. Tell me about at your place. How is it there?
Well, I'm a little lucky where I live at. I'm just live on the north edge of the drought. So if I go in the north of my house a little bit, we got some pretty good corn. At my house, it's a little below average, and south of my house, just 60 miles, it's horrible. So it's right on the edge of it, so I'm fortunate to have a little bit of good corn, but I've also got some severe drought.
How much are you hurt by the trade situation now?
Well, we all farmers want is better trade and free trade. So that's what we're shooting for, and we're hoping that the Trump administration's trade package will work out. I was lucky to be in China 3 or 4 weeks ago and met with Ambassador Branstad, and he gave some encouraging news. If we can work out a good trade deal with China, our ag exports could increase by 5 times. And with the population of China, we think that could be huge.